This is the Racing Carter Podcast. I'm your host, Ramon Weatherall, and I got a question for you fellas. Have you ever had to deal with a Karen? Have you ever had to deal with a Karen at work, out somewhere? And how did you deal with it? I've got two videos right here that I want you to watch or listen to that I think should be instruction manuals on how to deal with the Karen. The way this young man handled this situation, salute to you, young man. Check it out.
Car.
Come on!
Get away from
really,
my car.
You? Boy, get out of your car, boy, son!
Go somewhere, crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. Get out of your car now.
You don't
yeah,
want me to
eating
get...
your McDonald's.
You
get out of your car, asshole.
Get your order straight.
Come on. Come on now. I'm so ready to fight club this shit. Let's go. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Me,
oh, pussy.
No.
Pussy. You're a fucking pussy. Get a degree. Go to school.
I am what
go
I eat.
Go to school.
I am what...
Where does that come from? What? Go to school. That's like a... That's like cold... for you know a little bit, you know, but she's a Karen, so that's cold though. Continue.
But I eat. You see my car versus
McDonald's?
Your car.
You're eating McDonald's. Go to
you
school.
See my car versus
go
your car
to...
Bye. Bye.
I make $1 million a year, you
but you eat at McDonald's
son. No, I'm not eating at McDonald's. I was getting a coffee at McDonald's. You
that's not
$2
eating?
Bill
that's not eating. Take your ass on.
Get out of your car, pussy. Get
go
out
home.
Of your car.
Go home.
I'm here. No,
go home.
Come on.
Go home, Miss Washington. On. Take your ass home.
Come on. No, get your ass out of your car. Are you going to post this? Because you look like a pussy right now. A pussy with your, Get a degree. Go to school.
Uh-huh.
Go to school. Oh, I'm putting it on the internet. Really?
Yo, get away from my car.
Okay, that's only part one. She returns for part two. She returns for part two. She or the saga continues. Here's part
two. I have
two.
Your car, much less expensive, dickhead. Come on.
Oh, that's not the beginning.
Oh, I'm putting it on the internet, really.
Yo, get away from my car.
I'm not near your car, your white ass car. Let's go. You're a pussy.
Get away from my car.
You're a pussy. I'm not touching your
you
stupid
smell like
white
pussy.
Two-door car.
You smell like pussy.
No,
get
I don't.
Get away from my
you
car.
You only wish you could have this, dumb fuck. Get out of your car. Come on.
This bitch bugging.
Come on, dumb fuck.
Look at it.
Like I have your car, much less expensive, dickhead. Come on.
You don't have his car if it's much less expensive. You don't, she's like, this woman is something else.
Because this woman is, I'm a pussy. I won't even get out of my
you
car.
Done yet?
I'm a pussy.
You done yet?
No, I'm not done yet. Till you get out of your car and stand up against me. Let's go.
You
come
done
on.
Yet? Can you go somewhere else? Look,
I'll
people
go
are trying
anywhere.
To, people
to
are trying
beat
to,
your ass?
People
I'll
are,
go anywhere to beat
trying,
your ass.
Oh my God. People are trying to get in their car.
I have no beef with her. I have a beef with you. Get out of your car, you little pussy. Yeah, okay. All right. You know what? You are like every other man in...
That was it. That I wish this video could have kept going because she was just about to say what it was all about. She was just about to let us all know, fellas, how she really felt, what her whole 2-3 minute, you know, conniption or whatever episode of, you know, her soul leaving her body, whatever happened to her, she was just about to let us all hear what all we're she told him, you're just like every other man. You just met this person. You just met him at a McDonald's parking lot. God knows what you were arguing about. You were supposedly going to get a coffee to go to your job where you make $1 million a year. Why are you so upset? Why are you acting so crazy in the morning, ma'am? And let's stop right here. This young man gets an A plus for the way he handled this situation. An A plus. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is an instruction manual for young men. If you have a son, hey, I know some of the language might be foul, but if he's old enough, let him see this video because he handled this beautifully. The only thing that I would say that would make me drop his overall grade was the fact that he stuck around too long. Too long. You stuck around too long, bro. Too long. Because how many times did this woman leave and come back? One of those times she could have left and came back with a weapon. Because there are instances where women have shot men and killed them in arguments, you know, Karen outburst, or she was trying to bait him into a fight so she could call the police and get him arrested. He handled that beautifully, didn't even get out of his car, nothing. She actually kicked his car and was threatening him and wanting to start a fight with him. So I hope anybody who her job where she makes $1 million and all that sees this and how she acted, but you stuck around too long because that could have ended the wrong way. If you get into some type of altercation with a Karen or a woman who's acting like this, just leave. Just leave. Just leave. Carrying on with them for 2 and 3 minutes and all that, it's like fighting with a woman. Arguing, physical fighting, trading insults with a woman, you can never win. You can never win. Men, young men, fathers with sons, arguing with the woman, fighting with the woman, you cannot win that battle. You're always gonna look, all people say, well, why didn't you leave? You're always gonna be looked at in a bad manner. You're gonna be looked at wrongly, or well, you should have just left. Or if you would have left, this would have never happened. So just leave. You can't win. You can't win. But he handled it beautifully that nothing, you know, no physical, no, nothing happened. No, she can't say anything. She was the one who kicked his car. She can't say anything. But a lot of times things happen that you can't control. And all the police or all anybody's gonna say is, why didn't you leave? So just leave. This woman is clearly having some type of mental health issues and things like that, because you're at McDonald's. You're getting a coffee. What possibly could he have done to you? You're on 10 and he's calm. So you can clearly see that there's something wrong with her. She's with her balance, you know? And I mean, how many times did she, you know, call him out of his name, try to egg him on to a fight, which honestly, she didn't want. She wanted someone to hit her so she could become the victim. She was the aggressor, but once he stood up to her and possibly hit her, then she would have been the victim. And then you would have been the bad guy. So this video is a awesome teaching video because he handled it beautifully. The only thing that knocks his grade down from an A plus to a B plus is you should have just pulled off. Just pulled off on her. You know, and hopefully she wouldn't have followed you or anything like that, but sticking around, something bad could happen. She left and came back how many times? You know, she just abruptly starts laughing and leaves and comes back. Like, I've never seen that before. Like, if you really look at this and study this, at first it's kind of funny, but then after you watch it a couple times, it's sad. It's really sad. But you, my friend, you, my man, you, brother, young man, you handled it perfectly. And salute to you. That is this episode of the Raising Carter podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to men and fathers with son. And this is a pro man podcast. You see, I got my pro man t-shirt on, and it's about men supporting men and giving men the information that they need. And we'll see you next time. Peace.